Hi, you're listening to Angelo Pizzotti, the gay man's therapist, and this is a short podcast on this week's Ask Angelo. All right, on this week's Ask Angelo, we have first encounters and the difference between sex, intimacy, and love. So one reader writes, "Dear Angelo, how honest should you be on the first meeting? Signed, Mystery Man." My response, "Dear Mystery Man, a first meeting is a good opportunity to introduce yourself, and in that spirit, try to keep it short. I say perhaps under 2 hours at the most. Keep the conversation light. I mean, you don't want to be shallow, but certainly try to maintain a positive, upbeat attitude. Stay open and have fun. If it goes well, you can set up a second meeting that lasts a bit longer. Now, the impulse to spill the beans can be really hard to resist if we find someone who's interested enough to listen, especially if we're sort of needy or starving for a relationship, maybe lonely. But try to keep a little reserve for yourself and hold back until you've established that this is a quality person that you're dealing with. This will limit getting disappointed, and it will also spark some excitement in the relationship and keep in coming back for more. If you invited someone over to your house and you let them take everything they want on the first visit, they wouldn't have any reason to come back. They'd already have everything. So a little mystery can keep the momentum of a budding relationship alive. While I certainly don't advocate that people misrepresent themselves, be disingenuous or withholding, I do think that self-disclosure works best if it's given in small doses. I think it's wise to reveal bits of yourself over time, both for your own, you know, protection so you're not too vulnerable and the other person doesn't get overwhelmed. Take your time. A relationship is about getting to know someone, growing comfortable together, and trusting someone. So without being shady or playing games, take your time. A relationship is informed like instant oatmeal. It works more like a vineyard. You plant the seeds, and it takes a long while before you can enjoy the fine wine. So all the best. The second reader writes, "Sex, intimacy, and love. Dear Angelo, I'm a promiscuous person wondering if it's healthier for me to find a monogamous relationship. What's the difference between sex, intimacy, and love? Signed, In a Sticky Situation." Dear In a Sticky Situation, my response is that sex, intimacy, and love are indeed different. Intimacy is about fully being yourself and allowing someone else to be fully themselves with you. It's the absence of facades or expectations. It's a space of vulnerability that unfolds between two real people. In the spirit of authenticity, unless you have unexamined intimacy issues, if you're not a monogamous kind of guy, then you have to respect yourself and not judge yourself, and you have to be yourself. As long as you recognize that you certainly are not going to get your love and intimacy needs met through sex all by itself. Doing so is like going to the hardware store and you're looking for cake. You got to go to the bakery to get cake. And similarly, sometimes people can look for love and intimacy in sex, but, it's not there. For example, sex can be a part of a love experience, but it isn't always. I mean, two people, like, let's say, friends with benefits, they can have sex without love. Or two people like long-term partners. They may have love still, but they may no longer be having sex. So sex and love aren't always together. Also, sex can be a part of intimacy, but it isn't always. Two people, say, in an anonymous hookup, they can have sex and not be intimate at all. They can't maybe not even talk. Or two people like roommates, they can be very intimate, and they may never have sex. So those are different as well, intimacy and sex. Love and intimacy are related to sex, but obviously they're not the same. And furthermore, love and intimacy aren't the same. Love can be a part of intimacy, but it doesn't have to be. Two people, take like a therapist and a patient, they can be very intimate, but they may not love one another in terms of romantic love. And maybe two people, like in a couple, they can really love each other, but they may not be intimate. Maybe they don't communicate. Maybe they're not having sex either. So it's definitely possible to be single and satisfied. Just be sure you're meeting all your individual needs for sex, intimacy, and love, understanding that they're different. So what's the right relational balance for you? All the best. Be sure to check out AskAngelo.com, where there's many exciting features, podcasts, and teleseminars. There's polls, lots of great articles, and e-zine. You can chat online with people, all sorts of fun things. AskAngelo.com. So thank you for listening, and for now, I'm out.